Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
And welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by co-host, ever fat
Bacon.
This is our special Christmas episode. Sleigh bells. That was clever, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the Holly Jollies.
The Holly Jollies?
Yeah.
I guess it is Christmas Eve. So, if you have any holiday cheer you would like to spread to the masses.
The grand masses.
Phone number, contact program, 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype us at WFO Dicks.
Delicious.
How's it going, buddy?
Hockey gear is expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's making me sad.
Well, see, the thing is, you probably wouldn't need new gear had you not left your gear out on the carport out in the elements for 10 years.
It's not 10 years. It was only like 6. But yeah, the bird shit and the dead bugs, spider eggs, dead animal parts. Yeah, it didn't do
it. Did you like spray them off with a hose or something
I sprayed them off with a hose to get the big-ass fucking spiders out of them. Got most of them out. Brought them inside to my tub and then hosed them down with, like, scalding hot water. Got even more spiders out of them. And,
were the spiders dead?
No.
Or had they taken up shop?
They were living rather comfortably.
You also have... Is your friend's bike still out there?
It's all about me podcast. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFubar.com.
Listen to Uniform Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
Actually, most of it stays there.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
It's well done. I don't think he wants it anymore.
I don't. I doubt it, yeah. What? I mean, did he ride his bike over to your house the last time you ever talked to him?
No. Actually, he'd been there a few times.
Oh, I forgot to turn the music off. God, we are so unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah, ignore the promos, guys. Ignore them. I just don't know how to do a show. You know, we've been doing this for like 4 years, and I think we're the same amount of shitty that we ever were.
No, I think we're better shitty.
Like, I mean, when do you think we'll get to, like the good times where, like, we're really good at this? I mean, I listen to some of these shows, and they're pretty good. And, like, they got good quick. Like, they've done way less shows than us. And they've done a way better job. But we just kind of maintain shitty.
Well, you know how Evil Dead 2 was just a little bit better than Evil Dead?
Yeah.
We're probably going in that direction. Just slightly less shitty each time.
But I mean, like, I think that the few people that listen, they enjoy when we fuck up. But, like, at a certain point, doesn't that stop being funny?
No. No.
You don't think?
Well, how many times did Chris Farley fall on, like, a chair or a table and it collapses? Like, oh, that's so funny. Chevy Chase did that shit, too. Worked for him through the 70s and 80s, 90s. Then when he got old, it got kind of sad, but we're not old yet, so it's still kind of whimsical.
Chevy Chase didn't make it through the 90s, did he?
Yeah, he had Christmas Vacation and a couple
was
other movies.
Was that the 90s?
Yeah. Oh.
So, I mean, we have some Christmas material, don't we?
I don't.
I wanted to, I had this thing where I actually had it planned for last week because I didn't know. Are we doing a show next week?
What's
on
next?
The 30th? It's your sister's birthday. We're probably not going to, are we? Let's just take next week off.
Yeah, gonna have to.
Yeah. I was gonna complain about I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And I mean I don't know.
What are you complaining about?
Well, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that won't be good at all. But I mean, that is the only Christmas I'm irritated about. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, and I'll tell you why. And you tell me I'm wrong here. I probably will be. But see, the thing about I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus is, like, I guess it's cute for adults because adults are like, oh, Santa Claus is dad, you know. And,
yeah.
And the kids don't realize, you know, the joke, but, you know, they're singing it. But, like, aren't the kids that, and wouldn't, okay, that would be cute for adults to hear, great. But aren't the kids in the meantime thinking we're singing about a slut, a whore that's cheating on their husband?
I don't think the little kids know what that is, but.
The kids don't know that mom's cheating on dad with Santa Claus? I mean, is it dad? Oh, what a laugh it would have been if daddy would have seen mommy kissing Santa Claus, because then he would have fucked her up, right?
They probably wouldn't ask too many questions if Santa Claus was the same color as they were. You know, if Santa Claus is white and, you know, it's a black family, they'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird. Wouldn't you think? I think they would get it more. If, you know.
So I guess if you're mature enough to know that, you're probably mature enough to know that Santa isn't real.
Yeah.
See, I knew it wouldn't be good.
I did listen to some of the Beef episode.
Oh, yeah.
How did Beef turn out, by the way?
Fine, I guess. I don't know. Didn't hear much. Do you remember 5 or 6 years ago when we used to drive around and steal baby Jesuses out of nativity scenes and replace it with ketchup bottles?
Well, there wasn't a we. It was you and Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did it in your neighborhood, and your neighbors were really upset.
I don't think they found it as funny as you guys did.
So we bought a whole bunch of ketchup, right?
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of it. Like Heinz, like the big bottles, you know, like Jesus-sized. And we'd just drive around, and we'd steal the baby Jesuses. Or replace it with ketchup bottles. And when I say 5 or 6 years ago, I mean more like 15 years ago. Time just kind of melds together. It's all just a blur at this point.
You know, when you reminisce about this with your grandkids sitting there, like, I remember back in the 90s.
it would have been the late 90s, yeah. We stole a bunch of Jesuses. I don't know what we did with the Jesuses. I think that we made a collection of Jesuses, and we put them all in one front yard. Like, we gathered, like, 10 baby Jesuses from nativity scenes. Just the Jesuses. And we like, lined them all up in one row.
They weren't all, like, the same Jesus from the same company, were they?
You mean, did they all look exactly the same?
Yeah.
No, they varied in size and shape and color. Well, I mean, they were all white, but, you know, some were more faded, I guess. They had been bought in many... Had been bought in? Bought in isn't a word, is it?
They had been purchased.
They had been purchased earlier. I imagine if you go out to get your mail one morning and there's 10 baby Jesuses in your yard, do you... I mean, if you're a religious man, do you find that to be like a blessing? Or are you mad?
I'd be creeped out.
You would? Do you think it would be a sign from the holies?
Or a sign that there's pricks in my neighborhood.
Radio Fubar's doing awards.
Are we doing them?
Well, yeah, we don't have a choice, I don't think. I think that like we're just like automatically involved.
So, did he say so what the awards were?
We got to win. Well, I was thinking maybe that like we could come up with some of the categories, you know, help him out.
Well, there has to be best show.
Yeah.
And then there has to be best podcast. And then best host. Best co-host.
Best individual host.
Yeah.
So like best show and best host will be two totally different things.
Two separate things. Like best front man.
Now, Howells says, should there be like a best female and best male host or just best host overall?
I don't think that there should be a category of best host with vagina.
Yeah, it should just be best host overall.
Best host, yeah. We don't need to...
Best karaoke segment.
Do you think that they would just put that in there for me?
Best show named after a piece of farming equipment. Best live show on Monday nights after 9?
Ooh.
After 8?
Would we still be considered prime time? Like, we could have the prime time ones and then the after hours.
I don't know.
Best morning show? Best late show?
Is there a... I guess Halls is sort of in the morning. They're on at like 11.
Yeah, so that's the morning.
Best morning show would be the only morning show, really. Most inconsistent broadcast schedule unfit for FM? Yeah, that's...
Can we rate our hosts by weight? Like
I don't
they
think
do
you'd
it?
Win that, dude. I mean, you're a big fella. You're definitely the biggest fella, like, on this show.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But I think some of these guys probably got you beat.
Well, we could do it like they do at the farmer's auction. They do it by the pound.
Matt Reefer and I recently became Facebook friends, and I think he's got you beat. I think he's bigger than you. He's a big fella.
Are you sure? I don't really have a fat face, but I got a really fat torso and thighs and ass and dick. Real fat dick.
Anchor in the chat. Best video game / pseudo-feminism show.
Well, we got that one. We easily got that one. Best rape segment?
So, I think that I'm pretty excited about the Foobies. I don't know how we're going to win, but we'll find a way. You know, in podcast contests that we've involved ourselves in, we are 2 for 2.
Yeah, that's true.
We won the red thing, their podcast wars thing.
I thought we were in there as a joke.
I did too, but we won.
Yeah.
And we fucking won a Crazy J thing.
Crazy J is, you know, I think he's in our corner.
Yeah. We still fucking won.
Yeah, we did. Might have slipped the ref a couple of bills, but whatever. You win the game.
He said best nerd movie or pop culture show. Well, that's us too, right?
Yeah, we're easily that. Unless Matt Reefer brings back his Mr. Who.
Drop some Xbox shit on these motherfuckers.
Oh,
I'm sorry, PlayStation 4 stuff.
I haven't really been playing it. I've just been watching Netflix on it. It looks fucking fantastic. It's really pretty.
You need to blow them away with some, like, big-time, like, techie stuff.
On the PlayStation Network, you can play your video games and not have some little 14-year-old screaming faggot in your ears. That's what I noticed about the PlayStation Network. Less little fucking kids with their goddamn microphones. But it could just be that the little 14-year-olds haven't gotten their PlayStations and Xboxes yet, because Christmas is around the corner. And those little faggots are going to start getting their consoles. And then they're going to just rummage through all the fucking good games. And then it's going to be shit for a little while.
Napes, how much do you weigh?
260.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. No, wait. 250. I actually lost 10 pounds. I'm 250.
Okay, well, you're not even... I'm seeing some numbers in the chat. I don't think you're even close.
No.
I don't even think you're going to be nominated for fattest co-host.
I won't even come up third in some of these fucking lists. Fuck. By the way, playing hockey after you've gained about 40 pounds, it's a significant shift.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I put on those pants. It looked like I had on a unibra for my belly. It like sat up like a woman's big titty shelf. And it was all like watery, like a waterbed.
Yeah.
And it didn't look no sexy.
You know, you are my motivation. Like, whenever I'm getting close to you, I know it's time to make some changes.
Remember when I was losing weight and you got to be the fat dude for like a week?
You were never thinner than me, but it got close.
No, I was.
You were never, you've never in your life been thinner than me.
I was 180 pounds.
Well, then I was 175.
Oh.
As long as I've known you, you've been fatter than me. You were never 100. I've never in my life seen you 180 pounds. You were born 180 pounds.
Sophomore year, I was 180 pounds.
That's bullshit.
Nope,
that's
was.
A fucking
I
lie.
Was because fucking Glenn, that goddamn coach, said that if I came to training camp for fucking high school hockey, if I came to camp and, you know, they were going to do the tryouts for varsity, he looked at me dead in the fucking face and he said, if you come to this thing over 200 pounds, you're cut.
Yeah.
And went down to 180. And then I promptly gained it back again after, you know.
A weekend.
I kind of sucked. I thought, well, what was all this workout for if the little bastard's just going to bench me anyway? So I just ate fucking cookies and Lay's potato chips. Oh, you know what's really good? Get a stick of beef jerky and a bag of, like, plain Lay's potato chips. Take a bite of the beef jerky, like, four potato chips. Eat those. It's so good and salty and potato-y and jerky-y. It's delicious. Oh, and you can feel the fat hit your heart. You feel it. Right in your titties.
Like when you move real fast?
Yeah.
You feel the jilt?
Yeah, I think gases start coming up and it makes you, you know, gassy. And that's what it is. But I'm thinking it's all the grease.
It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You played this past Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost. Oh, but guess what they didn't do? Beat me glove side three times.
They didn't do that?
No, they didn't do that.
So what did they do?
I did a barrel roll a couple times and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Did you hear about this fella that's trying to use alligators as currency?
Dead ones or live ones?
Live ones, I think.
How does he keep them in his wallet?
Going into, he goes into a liquor store, right?
Yeah.
With an alligator. He says, hey, I want to trade you this alligator for a six-pack.
A little one or a big one?
It couldn't have been that big. It had to be a pretty decent size, or else, you know, that's not a fair trade at all.
Like he was trying to give it to him as a pet, or to eat?
Or maybe, you know, to harvest the... Don't they make shoes and purses and stuff?
Well, not out of
maybe,
one.
Maybe alligators are valuable.
Well, their skin is.
I mean, but, you know, you give somebody a gold coin or something, and I mean, you know, you don't really know the value of that, but it's probably good, right?
I guess so, depending on if the store
you
would take
it. You
just
have to make a snap judgment on, like, you know, what's really the better deal. I mean, a fella's going around handing out alligators, you know, he's probably don't give a fuck.
He just had an alligator in his hand, or he had it in, like, a little cage, or...
I think he just walked up to the calendar with a goddamn alligator. Said, hey, here you go, man. Put it on the fucking counter. I'm taking this beer now. Why are you going to say no to that guy?
Obviously, I don't he say catches no alligators guy. For a living. Can you get those traded in? Like, you know, you go to some foreign countries and you got to turn in your, like, dollars for euros or pesos or something. Can you take your alligators to, like, a bank and they trade them in for dollars or... Does it not work like that?
Just bring in a big bag of alligators?
Yeah, like a giant sack full of alligators.
I want to deposit these alligators.
Do you think they'll
put
they'll
them
let
in
you,
my account?
Think they'll let you put them in like a one of those safety deposit boxes? Like, I want to make sure if there's a fire, these guys are good. I can't ruin my nest egg with my cousin shooting off Roman candles in the back.
Give him a deposit slip that says 8 on it, and then you open up the bag and you look in there and I see only 7. I said, fuck, I left one of them home in the safe.
Yeah, I mean, that's like those quarter rolls. Those motherfuckers can tell, too. Like, nah, man, this is short a quarter.
when they can tell if something's awry, they can just kind of eyeball the bag and say, nah, there's not eight alligators in there.
I remember when that skeeby little meth head, he handed me this like $5 bill. It was like ripped in half and kind of burnt looking. This was at Pizza, by the way.
Right.
And he delivered a pizza to a black family, and the guy handed him this chewed up $5 bill. There was probably only like 30% of this bill left. It was just all fucked up. And he hands it to me. I said, wait, what the fuck is this? He's like, that's a $5 bill. I said, no, it isn't. That used to be a $5 bill. Now it's nothing. And he argued with me and said that he wasn't going to argue with the customer. So I take it to the bank, and sure enough, the bank doesn't accept torn the fuck up $5 bills as currency.
Don't you have to have more than half of it? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, and there was not more than half of it.
Yeah,
it was way into eight up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who was this? I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not really.
So
we'll talk about him later behind the show's back.
You want to do some of this nerd tech stuff? We never did talk about the Amazon drone thing.
I have a feeling rednecks are going to shoot at him.
Yeah? You think it's going to be rednecks? That's who you think's going to shoot at him?
Well, anybody with a shotgun. I mean, what do you think? They're going to start the service up and there's going to be a run on Cabela's for shotguns?
Like, do you think that... You know, I they would have to clear laws and stuff, right? Because there's laws about, you know, stealing people's mail. I guess that's like a federal offense to steal somebody's mail. But this isn't mail. This is like, you know, some weird robots bringing boxes around. And like, what if like one of them like runs out of batteries on the way and just falls in the middle of the street? Is that your stuff then?
Well, how would they prove it?
Do you think they'd have little cameras on them and they'd come get you?
Well, if there's no power to it, I guess. Like,
if I steal your trash, that's okay, right?
Technically, yes.
Certainly, it's frowned upon.
I think it's legal.
You'll look at me as some kind of weirdo trash digger. But, I mean, like, you put it out to the curb, it's mine, right?
Technically, yes.
So, I mean, you know, you fucking drop this son of a bitch out in the middle of the street, that's mine, right?
Well, technically, it's not your property, no. But if there's no power to it, how are they gonna check?
But is it a crime?
Probably.
I
would hope something like that is a crime. What, a package falls out of the sky and it's yours now? No.
How long before they exploit these little things and start doing? You know, like when you come home and they got the little taggy thing on your door, like for Ease Pizza. This is like, you know, coupons for Ease Pizza, and you're like, man, fuck this. I'm throwing this shit away. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
How long before they start getting those going door to door and you know, putting pamphlets on doors or, like, putting stuff under... don't you think this is taking our jobs?
I don't think most people with those jobs like those jobs. I think it's...
Jobs that people don't like do we lose before we just don't have any jobs? Doesn't that seem like we use that as an excuse for everything? Like they say, oh, well, the Mexicans are taking the jobs that, you know, Whitey doesn't want. But how, you know, fucking now robots are going to take all the jobs that Whitey and the Mexicans don't want. And then the Mexicans are going to take the jobs that the whites do want. And then the robots are going to take those jobs. And before you know it, robots are going to be fucking doing everything.
Remember when Congress passed that law that said that if you signed up for the no-call list, companies couldn't just call you randomly out of the blue. A bunch of people got pissed off about that because it was going to cost them their job because their job was to call people. Some jobs I'm okay with we lose them. Like those people. That they can go away. The people who put shit on my door. I don't care if they don't have jobs.
Then they get different jobs.
That's okay. They can get different jobs.
But we're running out of jobs. Before you know it, we're just going to be walking around and we're not going to have enough alligators. I need enough goddamn alligators to pay my house bill.
You don't have any alligators. Hey, somebody honked. I bet that's drunk. Yay, drunk's
Yay.
Here.
Yay.
You couldn't have a robot do drunk's job because a robot wouldn't be late.
Drunk, you are not earning your alligators today, my friend.
My alligators?
Yeah, we're paying everybody in alligators now.
Damn it.
It's fucking windy as shit outside.
I apologize if I'm a little flustered. God damn, the whole time I was supposed to be doing show prep and getting everything ready, I'm in this goddamn Facebook argument with Matt Leroy. Do you remember, like, it was a really long time ago, me and you talked about a story with, it was a 14-year-old girl who was hiding the fact that she was pregnant from her parents because she didn't want her parents to get mad.
Yep.
And so when it came time to have the baby, keep in mind, hey, drunk, you got your ears lowered.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, when it came time to have the baby, the goddamn, keep in mind, she had 9 months to plan this. She had 9 months to come up with what she was going to do. And she decided the way that she was going to handle the situation was she was going to go hide out in the bathroom and have the baby. Are you sick?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Hide out in the bathroom, have the baby, and then strangle it to death. So she murdered her baby, and then she hid it in a shoebox under a pile of laundry for 4 days. And the parents ended up finding it because it started to smell weird.
Yeah, it probably smelled like a dead body.
So when I'm going through stuff earlier, I see that story. I was like, oh, we talked about that. We talked about it on episode 69, and I didn't have to look that up. I just remembered because 69 was a particularly good episode. I don't know why I remember that. I would say to listen to what I consider our best three episodes would probably be 7, 69, and 100. So just FYI if you're in the mood to listen to 2-year-old podcast. But anyway, we talked about this broad, and she was sentenced today. She had a plea deal where she is going to be imprisoned for 18 months for murdering a baby.
That's it?
Yeah. And I was irritated. I was like, that's crap. And I mean, like, you know, she'll do her 18 months and then she'll be out in the world.
Is some of this 18 months time served?
Probably. That's, fuck if I know.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, 14-year-old girl should know better than to, you know, murder a baby, right?
You would think.
Do you remember when you were 14?
Yeah.
Girls back then were dumb.
Yeah, girls were dumb, I mean, but like not murder a baby dumb.
I don't know.
Shouldn't you learn early on not to murder babies, Napier? And if
other people's babies.
If a baby lives in you for 9 months, like when you eat, it eats, and like when you breathe, it breathes. You feel it moving inside of you. You give birth to it. You're staring into the eyes of a newborn child. If your first instinct is to strangle that baby to death, you don't need to be here with us.
Well,
I don't want you to be in the same grocery store as my family. I don't want you making my goddamn Taco Bell. I want you to go away. I want you to be gone forever.
Remember that whole line I used, you make soup with stock? I'm pretty sure you can blame the parents for that. At 14...
Brian in the chat, they could return the shoebox to Walmart even if they don't have a receipt.
So let me get this straight. She'll be out by her 18th birthday.
She'll be out by her 16th birthday.
Just ready to fuck again and have more
ready
babies.
Ready to fuck again. And I mean, not only should the 14-year-old girl go away, but the parents who were so unattentive they didn't know that their 14-year-old girl was pregnant, they should probably go away too.
Part of this plea deal should be her getting fixed.
I don't think they do that.
I agree with that. But I'm in this. I'm talking about this in this Facebook conversation with a couple of people, and Matt Leroy was just driving me goddamn crazy because, like his arguments were just, I was getting so angry and I was getting so worked up and I ended
what
up
what did
just
he say?
It was just nonsense. You know, he was like, oh, well, she's just a kid and blah, blah. I was getting so mad. He's like, blame the justice system. Don't blame her. No, I blame her. And she should go away. We need to send her to Shithead Island.
Well, her parents put her in the environment that caused that to happen. If they would have made a loving environment.
Send them to Shithead Island. Never to be seen again.
I don't think they do that no more.
Well, give them Texas. They can have Texas.
No, Texas has oil.
Fence off Texas.
How about Montana? It gets cold up there.
No, North Dakota. There's nothing there.
We need something that's on the border so that we don't have to buy so much fence.
Yeah.
Because North Dakota.
We're in a recession.
North Dakota sounds good to me.
Okay, cool.
Where are they going to go? More frozen wilderness? I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Texas has nice weather. North Dakota does not have nice weather.
We'll pay for the North Dakotans to relocate.
Yeah, all 20
we'll
of them.
Fence off North Dakota and we'll just send shitheads there.
It'll be like our version of Australia. We'll even put deadly animals in there for no reason. Release wolves.
Send fucking alligator guy.
No, he might like that.
We'll make alligator the only currency accepted on Shithead Island.
Do you think a lot of alligators are going
to... They have to trade alligators to buy their food.
But alligators don't grow in North Dakota. Where would you plant them? What are you going to do? Find a tropical swamp for your alligators to grow in?
Drunk, do you have any Christmas material for our Christmas episode?
I can sing Feliz Navidad.
Do you know? Isn't it? It's just the same words over and over again, isn't it?
That's some Spanish shit that I don't know how to say.
I
want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. Right. Da, 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 da. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piss pants.
So, I have an idea for prison sentence for this gal. She goes to prison, right?
Yeah.
And they... Now, and before I get too far into this, we're going to do this by getting nonviolent offenders, people with, that are in for silly stuff, and we'll offer them reduced sentences. A lot of them get out early anyway, but we'll really cut it down if we give them tasks.
Like,
just to make like the punishments like kind of fit the crime. Like, and so I mean so we send somebody in to become this chick's cellmate, right? And we just say, we want you to become her best friend. We want her to trust you with her everything. We want you to just infiltrate this woman's mind. We want you to be her everything. Because when she wakes up in the morning, you're the first thing she sees. When she goes bed at night, she says goodnight to you. And I want that to happen for as long as it takes. And then I want every night for her friend that she trusts with her everything to strangle her to the point where she's about to die, and then let her go. And then the next day, do it again. Just every day. Until eventually she fucks up and ends up strangling her.
That probably wouldn't take too long. I mean, how well can you gauge strangling somebody to death?
I don't know. I mean, is there a certain amount of time? Can you, like, put a stopwatch on it?
No, I mean, you got to be real sure about that.
Hmm. I mean, maybe every now and then take a day off. Just so that she doesn't expect it at the same time. Because, I mean, like, if she expects it every day, then she might just go numb to it. But, like, you know, maybe 4 times a week and just at random times. But, I mean, this knockout game shit with the colored fellas that just walk up and punch people randomly.
Yeah.
There was there's an 89-year-old fucking man. His doorbell rang. He went and answered the door. And there's a teen girl pointing to her left. He looks out the door to see what the girl's pointing at, and somebody socks the dude in the face. 89-year-old man. Lived 89 goddamn years on this earth to get socked in the face by some bitch. So, I mean, like, she goes to jail, and, like, she probably just hangs out with, you know, other like-minded people. And, you know, assault, you know, with a young kid, how long is she going to do? But we give somebody, just some random guy who's doing something, you know, non-violent, you know, he cheated on his taxes or something. And we say, dude, we will reduce the fuck out of your sentence if, like, once a week you just fucking sneak up on this bitch and punch her in the face.
Well, that would be a dude. You got to have a chick do it.
Why?
Because it'll be a...
Oh, okay.
It'll be a female prison. It'll be a chick do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just sock her right in the fucking face. That way, she learns. She sees, oh, this is what it's like to just be going about your day, getting your shitty food on your tray, and you know, walking around, and then just getting socked in the fucking face.
Do you think they would learn, or do you think they would just reinforce them punching people in the face?
Well, and the chick's name was Trevisia. I saw that. That sounds Polish to me. She beat up a 72-year-old guy in his garden, out fucking gardening, and then she rang a guy's doorbell and socked him in the face. She'll probably do a year. Nothing will happen. She'll get out and she'll do the same shit. She'll have you know, the street cred from her friends. She was so cool. She went to jail.
And all of her new prison contacts.
Right. And her and all the other criminals can talk about, you know, all the cool stuff they're going to do.
In her defense, if she's playing some of those kind of games, she probably doesn't live in a neighborhood where that would be uncommon.
Right. So, I'm going to regroup. I'm going to get less mad at Matt Leroy.
And society.
And society in general.
I think my throat is under attack by something.
What's going on, buddy?
I don't know.
You're going to make it?
Well, my lady friend was kind of sick, and now I think I'm kind of sick.
Do you have that Michael Douglas disease?
With the hamsters in the butt?
No, you got the throat cancer from too much Catalingus.
Oh, that'd be so hot.
I was heading towards saying we're going to break, and then you kind of brought it back. Do you not want to go to break?
No, we can go to break. I can't really talk for too long. It's making my voice...
So long as you got food for me, we can go to break.
I ain't got shit.
It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFubar.com.
Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
Then it goes.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or get at us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Penis.
It seems like every couple of months they do this thing with the plus-size Barbie where somebody photoshops a Barbie as to like what she should look like and, you know, a healthy body type. And they tell girls, you know, that Barbie has unrealistic proportions and not to strive for that because, you know, that's not realistic or healthy or... You know what I'm talking about?
You know how I can tell society babies women? You've never seen anybody, not one fucking person, has ever done that to He-Man, to G.I. Joe, any of the other boys' toys. They're always ripped to fucking shit. And, yeah.
But I saw another one today where they said, oh, well, this is what, you know, an average body type should look like. This is what Barbie should look like. And they do it every couple of months, it seems like. This thing pops up at least
once a year.
It's so fucking irritating. You know what is the most irritating at all? Think about goddamn teddy bears.
Yep.
Think about... that's what you give a kid all the time. You give them a goddamn teddy bear. I mean, Barbies, they come later. Everybody... You get this unrealistic expectation that teddy bears are cute and cuddly and friendly. What if a fucking kid goes... And runs into a bear. What if there's a bear in their neighborhood and they see it? They think bears are cute and cuddly and they'll just walk up and try to hang out with it. They'll try to give them a hug because that's what they grew to expect. I would say giving people and affection for bears is way more harmful than telling girls, you know, what Barbie looks like is sexy.
Agreed.
Or correct.
Well, I see way more women than bears. I don't know about you.
No, I do too. I see way more women than bears. However, we want the women to... I mean, although they don't necessarily look like Barbie, that'd be great.
Mm.
But how many bears will you encounter in your life? Hopefully none. You want to know why? Because bears are fucking fearsome creatures.
Some of the ones out...
They'll eat your fucking face.
In this state, they're kind of little. I mean...
Bear will fuck you up. I don't care how little he is.
I'm armed.
Fuck you! You shoot a bear, it'll just piss you off.
Me shooting a bear ain't gonna piss me off.
You shoot a bear, it'll make him mad, and then he'll eat your face.
If you get him in a kill spot, I mean, you'll be alright.
I have...
But if you see a bear, you're gonna have to kill it. Because otherwise it's going to kill you.
You know I own little AK-47 clones, right? They're not full auto, but I don't think the bear's going to notice. I don't think the bear's going to make it.
But these little girls growing up, they're not armed.
Where are they going to shoot? The Barbies?
I took my goddamn niece to the zoo. We go by the bears, and I'm holding her, and I say, look, it's a bear. That's a grizzly bear. You know what she said?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go see him? Fuck no, you can't go see him. That thing will fucking eat you. You're two.
It's a little kid. All they know is like the family-friendly cartoons.
That's right. I'm saying it's wrong. We need to outlaw teddy bears.
Well, the little kid doesn't know any difference. There wouldn't know
Nobody's
any difference.
Nobody's talking about outlawing Barbie doll, though, are they?
Pretty sure somebody has at some point.
Don't outlaw the Barbie doll. You just frown upon the Barbie doll. But I'm saying we need to outlaw some goddamn teddy bears.
I agree.
We should have teddy dogs. Dogs are cool.
No, dogs fuck little kids up, too.
I mean, like, friendly dogs.
Like chihuahuas?
Chihuahuas aren't friendly.
What other animals are friendly?
Turtles.
Turtles are friendly.
Teddy turtles.
Yeah, but turtles aren't really soft, and they'll give you salmonella.
Do they?
Yeah. You can't kiss a turtle.
And deers will give you ticks and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll give you Lyme disease.
Snakes. Oh, and they'll headbutt you. Snakes will bite you.
Yeah, snakes will bite you. They'll like coil around you and strangle you like that 14-year-old did to her newborn baby.
Mm, okay.
I got a snake. I acquired a snake.
Why?
It was down in my basement.
So get rid of it.
Bearded dragons.
I can't. It's winter.
You just found it in your basement and made it your pet?
Yeah. It's my pet now. I bought a little terrarium for him.
How about a bearded dragon?
No, those are cool. They ain't going to hurt nobody.
Yeah, so a teddy bearded dragon.
Or a...
gerbil. Guinea pig.
No, I got bit by one of those teddy bear mouses. Those little fuckers are mean. But yeah, I got a pet garter snake. I called him Snakey. He's my friend now.
That's creative.
You named your snake Snakey?
Snakey.
You should have named it Napes.
Well, I can't name it Napes. That's my name.
You can name your snake after yourself.
Little Napes Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so little, too. He's a little baby. I don't know how the fuck he got down there, but he's mine now.
Baby Napes.
Yeah. I can't let him play with Waffles, though, because I'm afraid they won't get along.
Hey, drunk! Do you know what time it is?
It's time for... Ask Dr. Napier.
Dong.
Dong. He said dong.
From Indio Techno, my friend's asshole is having a birthday soon. What type of presents are acceptable?
Lubricant.
Yeah, or baby wipes. If I was going to give an asshole anything, it'd probably be something soft and... 3-ply.
I want to know how your asshole and you have different birthdays.
Do you
give
count?
Me a scenario where your asshole and you would have different birthdays.
If you got a new one, you know, like women get new tits. I mean,
how would you get a new asshole?
Oh, they make those now. They make artificial anuses.
Like second assholes?
Yeah, they make artificial anuses.
You were born without an asshole.
Don't you could be born without an asshole.
Born without an asshole. That sounds like a good blues song.
Yeah, like a...
I was born without an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. From Brian of Unfit for FM. Eggnog enema, yay or nay?
Warmed, not chilled.
No, fully chilled.
No. If you do it chilled, everything's going to clench. And then you're just going to end up with a bunch of eggnog in your pooper, and it's going to solidify and turn brown. And when it comes out, it ain't going to smell like eggnog no more.
Counter question, is there rum in this eggnog?
I would assume so, right?
Well, not all eggnog has rum.
Some is just...
Some is whiskey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes all right, it's whiskey.
Does this eggnog have alcohol in it? Because if the answer is yes, I fully endorse the eggnog enema.
I would recommend it being warmed. If it's chilled, you're going to have a bad time.
That shit will fuck you up, like Percocet.
Oh, yeah, and if it's got alcohol in it and you put it in your butthole, you're going to absorb it just like you would if you were drinking.
He says no rum.
No rum? Then why do it?
In your butt?
Yeah.
Only way you're doing the eggnog enema is if it has booze in the eggnog.
Yeah, if not, you might as well just be putting milk up your butt. I mean, your butt's not going to tell the difference. And when you're done with it, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. So at least get a little drunk. I mean, we can all have parties. Even buttholes.
Is that like is that for a cleanse? You're cleansing with milk?
Yeah.
Do you think that would soothe your... innards?
Well, it depends on what you've been eating. I mean, if you've been eating a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings, then yeah.
It would coat the lining of your...
Oh, there's been many.
Like Pepto, like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. There's been many times where after eating a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings, I've prayed for a turkey baster just completely full of ranch dressing. I could just put that up there and calm the shit down.
From Laszlo, are fart sponges an appropriate gift for your grandma?
Yeah, absolutely.
Depends on your relationship with your grandma. If your grandma knows she's doing it, I mean, you know, if you got that kind of good relationship, she might even thank you. That might be a good present. But if you don't have, you know, a very open relationship with your grandma and her farts, she might take offense. And then you don't get to be in her will.
From
so I don't get to accumulate my grandma's debt? Damn.
From Halls, what is the best after Christmas dieting method?
Marijuana and Shasta lemonade.
Shasta makes lemonade?
Yes.
I'll be damned.
I would suggest what the hippies do. You cleanse yourself with a boatload of lemon juice mixed with red pepper from the Chinese places, and you just drink like a big cup full of that. And when you're done, you're going to be squirting out everything, including the turkey. It's just going to go right through you. You're going to feel like you've been hit with Drano. It's going to mess you up. Mess you up. Mess up that ass. Your mouth is going to be screaming.
So let me write this down. This is lemon juice.
And
the red pepper packets from the Chinaman.
Yeah. Just put a whole shit ton of red pepper packets in there. And you,
oh, not just one. You need a shit ton.
You need at least four or five.
So is this fresh squeezed lemon juice, or can I get the stuff from like the grocery store?
You want fresh squeezed. You want the acidity.
So I need to go to the store, get some lemons, slice them in half, use the little juicer.
Yeah. And then cut open some red pepper packets and put that in there. You can also put some olive oil in there. That'll lube it down nice and good.
Ugh. That, I think that would make me puke.
No, it's going to make you shit.
Next question.
It's going to make you shit like a goddamn Bronze Age god.
Question from Anchor Babcock, also of Unfit for FM. What is the better Christmas movie, Die Hard or Rocky IV?
The correct answer is Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation was the correct answer.
You know, with Rocky IV... When I got this question earlier, I was flipping through Rocky IV a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Which is the best of the Rockies?
With
Ivan Drago. Yeah.
Motherfucker, when you watch boxing, like they got like their hands up, like, yeah. They block most of the punches with their hands. They block their face and they wait for the right time to attack. Really, from the opening bell, Rocky just kind of stood with like his fists at his waist and just continuously got punched in the face. Like, he didn't block a single punch. He just got the fuck kicked out of him.
He's got a steel jaw, man.
I mean, like, Ivan Drago really just punched him in the face for three rounds. And then at the end, he got lucky and kind of fought back a little bit. I think that Ivan Drago was just fucking tired of punching him.
But I mean, that's like, a good strategy.
He didn't block a single fucking punch. He just got fucked up for like 10 straight minutes. It was 10 straight minutes. There was no boxing. It was that dude getting punched in the face for 10 minutes.
Yeah, because Rocky's a boss.
The YouTube video that I watched, I think they cut out all the in-between parts. Like, you know, where they talked in the corner in between rounds. And they just showed the actual boxing. And homeboy just got fucked up. I mean, just got punched in the face over and over again. And that is the makings of any good Christmas movie, if you ask me.
Oh, and don't forget lighting shit on fire. Which was in Christmas Vacation. And the squirrel that you got to catch in the coat and then hit with a hammer.
Question was Die Hard or Rocky IV?
I say Rocky IV.
And he keeps going on about fucking Christmas Vacation. First of all,
you gotta listen to the question.
I don't listen to people.
The Ref is a way better Christmas movie than any of those.
I'd say that's my third or fourth.
And I'd say Home Alone is probably Home better Alone than sure. all of those.
No, not better than Christmas Vacation.
The first Home Alone was pretty great.
Yeah, when I was seven.
I always thought Christmas Vacation was effing retarded.
I loved it. The Ref was pretty damn good. But it should have been Bill Hicks.
I'm also not a fan of A Christmas Story either.
No, I hate that fucking thing. But Die Hard did have more people dying through gunshots. I did like that.
I'll tell you what. You know what I watched the other night because my old lady wanted to? It's a Wonderful Life. We got It's a Wonderful Life. We got a colored version.
Oh, with black people?
No, not with black people. They colored it in.
Oh, you mean a color version of it, not colored version.
I wonder the whole time. I imagine they probably go through this frame by frame and, like, colorize the whole thing. I mean, they like, you know,
Us Scrooged was a good one, too.
They take some Crayolas, and they color everybody in. And they
or airbrush. Yeah.
I imagine, like, a whole team of people, like, spending, like, a year of their lives. Every day, they clock in and go to work and, like, color in all the people in the movie.
Oh, and don't forget digitally remastered versions.
Right. It's on Blu-ray. That's what we have. We have the Blu-ray color version. It's how'd
that go for you?
It's really weird to watch.
It's not a good movie.
I would say my favorite little Christmas movies are easily Christmas Vacation number one. I'd say Bad Santa's number two.
Right.
Scrooge number three. Number four, I'd put it with The Ref. And number five... I'd go the Die Hard Christmas special where he shoots the European out of the building and he's like, oh, lands on a cop car.
I was forced to watch Sound of Music last night.
The
I
remake?
Won't say forced, but...
The live one with... what's
no, it? The oh, actual original? Sound of Music.
Were you bummed out?
I was...
It's rather, hard to tell with you.
I would have rather watched football for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sound of Music ain't horrible.
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 It's not as good as football.
You're right.
That was the end of a...
And that was... S. Dr. Napier.
Dong.
So last week when Dan read his big long thing...
Diatribe.
At the end of it, you said something about how, like, if you ever do any writing, you asked if Dan could help you with it.
Right.
Have you ever seen or...
Written? No.
Have you ever heard how, like, celebrities write books? They basically, like, walk around with a tape recorder and they tell, like, stories of their life.
Okay.
And then they hand off the tapes to an actual writer. So that's like when you see somebody wrote a book and then at the end it says with so-and-so.
Right.
Really, somebody wrote the story and like they just kind of told their stories into a microphone.
So one person's Norm MacDonald in Dirty Work with the voice recorder all the time.
Right.
And then the other guy...
And then the guy recording. Takes those tapes and makes it into a book.
Okay.
So what I was thinking was we need to start... Drunk's biography.
Okay.
And so I thought that maybe like you could just tell a story about your childhood.
Okay.
That somebody will then transcribe into the first chapter of Drunk the biography.
Is that somebody Dan Furnicus?
Yes. Yes. Dan I'm volunteering him for it. So I want you to think of your earliest memory.
Okay.
And I just want you to tell us the story and then Dan's going to turn it into Drunk, the biography.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, you want me to do that now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, give them a rough cut, what it should be like.
Yeah.
So what's my first memory ever?
Like, you know, tell us a story about when you were a kid, growing up drunk.
Yeah, riding like a husky puppy or something around the neighborhood or, you know.
I would say my earliest memory ever. It's a couple days, weeks before my fourth birthday, right? And I'm at Kmart acting like a goddamn clown, like most three-year-olds do, right?
You were three?
I was three.
Okay. So this won't have a lot of dialogue in it.
Okay. So, I'm acting a fool, fucking running through fucking coat racks and, you know, things little three-year-olds do, and pissing my mom off, and... Next thing I know, my mom's got some pretty long nails, right? She takes her nails and puts them, boom, right in the back of my arm. And that she fucking kept it there long time till I shut the fuck up. And I'll tell you what, never did that again. No more running through coat racks for me.
Good job, Mom.
Do you think that'll win the FUBI for best childhood story?
I hope so. You just asked for my first memory. That was my first memory.
Okay, chapter two.
Chapter two.
The first time you got hammered. Fucking
when
hammered.
When Drunk was born.
Yeah.
When Ryan died and Drunk was born.
So I was like 13, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went to a party. And...
like a birthday party?
I don't know. This high school. It could have been somebody's parents out of town. Could have been a birthday. Who the fuck knows? Anyway.
Can we just say it's a birthday party?
Yeah, it's a birthday party and their parents are out of town. How does that sound? Okay. Even better, right?
Their parents went out of town for their birthday? Those are shitty parents.
Dude, or really awesome parents.
Wouldn't you want to be around for your kid's birthday?
Yeah, but
an asshole.
If you were a kid, would you want them around for your birthday if you're going to have a party?
My parents were out of town on my 10th birthday. They went on a cruise and left me at home. On my
alone?
10th birthday. No, they took me to my grandparents' house.
Oh, well.
Did your grandma make you a cake?
Yeah, I think so.
Were you able to have any friends over?
No, because I literally had just moved out of that neighborhood.
So you didn't have any friends?
Not anymore at that particular... not that lived around there.
So you just ate cake alone with your grandparents?
And my sister, you know.
Did they give you candles, or did you have...
yeah,
did they
sing? I mean, she's a good grandma, so...
That's cool.
I think I still had aunts and uncles living in the house.
Okay, so you went to a party.
Yeah, and
It was your birthday party.
It was not my birthday party. It was somebody else's birthday party. And, like, there's a bottle of vodka sitting on the table, and this broad's just taking shots, and she's kind of drunk. So my friends start distracting her, right? And then every time she pours a shot, they distract her, I drink it. This goes on, and, like, as soon as they're done distracting her, she looks at the cup, she's like, hey. I was like, you drank it, you gotta take another one. So, like, this happens, like, 10 times in a row. Within this plan, about 12 minutes.
And your still developing liver is...
right, 13 years old.
She didn't know that you were taking her... I mean, wouldn't she fall for that, like, maybe once?
She was pretty drunk.
Okay. And probably stupid.
And also 13. So.
I can't wait to hear how Dan livens this up.
It's gonna be a chore, isn't it?
My life by drunk with Dan Fernicase.
Yeah. So, anywho, needless to say, about, within an hour, I'm just puking off the balcony of this lady's house. Just bleh.
That's your puke sound?
Yeah. Bleh.
You know, each time he vomited that night, the real person inside of him died, and the drunk was born. It was like exercising an angel instead of a demon, and the demon took root.
Sorry. Keep going, John.
And then I ended up home. I don't know how. I was hammered. 13 years old. 10 shots in 12 minutes. Smirnoff. Plain.
That
was before they had flavors, I think.
Is that your favorite now? Because I remember my favorite.
Okay, we went from 3 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to 23. Chapter 3.
23. Well, I think 23, if I'm not mistaken, I've already shared this story on the podcast, was when I traveled to Jefferson City and smashed on some concrete.
Was that the only noticeable thing that happened that year?
The only thing of note... was I met some gal on the internet and went and banged her in a garage.
An abandoned garage.
An abandoned garage.
On some concrete. That was fun.
So, when you got done with her...
Wait, let's see here. I'm 29 now, so that's 6 years ago. I'm trying to math in my head right quick, and I'm not good at math. So that'd been 2007.
Do you have any Christmas memories? It is our Christmas episode.
I don't know. Christmas is usually pretty standard for me. Go to the family, eat some dinner, open some presents.
I remember one year for Christmas. I wanted some new hockey gear. And my mom was telling me, no, we can't afford it, and all this other kind of stuff. Well, Christmas rolls around, and... it was about the time the new $100 bills came out, like the first time they redesigned them. And I didn't know they were redesigning them. And my mom gives me this package. It's a big book looking thing, and I rip it open, and it's a fake novelty like box, and it's meant as a joke, and it was really convincing because I thought it was real, and it was like a little book. It was like a weight loss book. Like, oh, she's fucking with me. And I open up the book, and there's a what I thought was a fake $100 bill. Like, oh, now she's really fucking with me. And I almost tore it up being a little asshole. And that would have been my new hockey money.
You could get hockey stuff for under $100 back in the day?
Well, I'd been saving up. I needed, like, 70 more bucks to get a new glove.
I was about to say, that's... seems relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. I'd been saving up for a while, and she knew I wanted it real bad.
Real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, I could just feel this new glove. Still got that glove, by the way. Fucking awesome glove.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what the best Christmas present I ever got is.
Did you ever get a blowjob on Christmas from your sweetie?
No.
Those are awesome.
That would be a good Christmas present. I agree. Do you know what your best Christmas present ever is, Mike?
Was it a beige?
No. I got an iPad 1 year. That was pretty cool. It was like when iPads first came out. But like everything, you know. I barely even plug my iPad in anymore.
You used to have that every damn show.
Yeah, I know.
Now you have the netbook.
Right.
You look confused, Michael.
I am.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. I guess this is our last show of 2013.
As we're not doing it next week.
I wanted it to be great.
Yeah.
Don't you want every show to be great?
No. Some of them I don't care if they're great or not. Do you want to hear the Hollywood Fantasy League results?
Absolutely.
The Hobbit is done. I had The Hobbit. That was my first round pick. It made $128 million.
Oh, it had to have made more than that.
At a 66 Metacritic for 84 points.
I thought it did like 201 or something.
That's not that good.
No, it's not that
good. You said how many points? 81?
84. Anchorman just had week one. That was your second round pick?
I don't know. It might have been second or third.
$40 million, 61 Metacritic for 24 points. So.
I didn't think that was going to.
So what's the point breakdown as of this second?
I don't have it.
I'm crushing.
You're
everybody.
You're crushing everybody. You're going to win. I mean,
could I have won with one movie?
Probably.
No, because all of our first round movies did pretty good. Yours just did really, really good.
Yeah.
So.
I think I blame the fat broads that try to get the independent.
Drunk. What's going on with your podcast SmackDown challenge?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I did it a couple weeks ago. I mean, I don't even remember who it was.
Yeah, they're asking about it in the chat.
Try jogging my memory.
I don't remember who it's.
Do we got a Facebook somewhere?
It was Nerdgasm and 76th Street, I think. So do that, so that next time. Yeah,
you should probably just like tweet me the link.
Okay.
To the
bracket.
And who knows, maybe with it being Christmas time, I might have some time off.
Oh, yeah?
I could just knock it all out.
Knock it all out.
One fail swoop. And then first episode of the new year, we could just know who wins.
Wow, that would be
awesome.
That would be wild. If Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge, you just like did an entire round in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
So I still haven't gotten my lady friend anything for Christmas.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Just give her some Catalingus.
Well, she's not in the chat no more, so I assume she ain't listening.
Stuff will probably be closing early tomorrow, so you might want to like get up. And.
I think I'm just going to have to surprise her after the new year, because I ain't got no damn ideas.
You're going to not get her a Christmas present? And get
that
it for
sounds
her.
No, I'm going to.
You're going to surprise her. No, you surprise her by giving it to her early. You don't surprise her by giving it to her a week later.
Probably going
to have
to give
it to her.
That's called,
oh, fuck, I forgot. Here you go.
No, I just couldn't think of anything to get her.
Surprise! I got you nothing, but it's coming next week.
How about this? You should make her pancakes. Does she like pancakes?
Oh, she loves pancakes.
Just make her pancakes.
No, I don't think she's going to accept that.
With a little bit of strawberries and some.
Oh, I'm gonna
cream and whatnot.
I'll do that. I'll make her pancakes on Christmas.
You can take her out to a fancy dinner to like Burger King.
I already tried that for her birthday. She said that didn't count.
Oh, what did you do on her birthday? Did you guys do something fun?
We went to Red Lobster.
Did you get them biscuits?
Yeah.
Did you actually get lobster? Maybe.
No.
Leave here,
yeah.
Go to a store and buy your girlfriend a fucking Christmas present.
I'm probably going to go to Schnucks on
and
the
go
way
to
home.
The gift card tree. You're so terrible.
Yeah.
Napier.
Yeah.
Don't get your girlfriend a fucking gift card for Christmas. Go to fucking Target or Kmart or something and fucking get your girlfriend a Christmas present.
You already gave her a ring a couple months ago, didn't you?
You don't get your girlfriend a fucking Christmas present.
Yeah.
You're in a world of shit, buddy.
I know. I'm gonna make her pancakes.
Napier.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Target's probably open for like a half hour. You need to go get her.
No, Target and Kohl's and Toys R Us are open until like 6 or 7 o'clock tomorrow. So you have all night to do this.
We have to go to her family's.
Yes.
Well, apparently she's in the chat room now. I'm not sure how long this is on a delay.
Guess what, Amanda? You're getting pancakes.
Oh, you fucked up the surprise! See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at TheRunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt. So that was a fantastic Halloween episode.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Good one, girl.
You know, Nightmare Before Christmas is on my list, too, somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Is that a Halloween movie or is that a Christmas movie?
No, that's a Christmas movie.
Okay. You are wearing your orange shirt.
So Spin Magazine put out...
Is that a music magazine?
Yes, yes. They put out their top 50 albums of 2013.
Yeah, okay. You were bitching about that.
Right. And number one on their list was the Kanye West album Yeezus. Yeezus!
Okay. That was number one.
That
seriously?
Was number one. Now, not only is it a shitty album, I mean, it's bad. And, I mean, like, I'm not like, you know, a you know, whitey that hates the hip hop.
Was this based on sales or something?
I'm versed in the hip hop. I like the hippity hop music. I like a lot of Kanye West.
Would I know
music.
Any of the songs
this
on this
album? Pile of shit. To a point where people like suspect that it might be like a goof, like he's fucking with people. Like there's been speculation that he's just fucking with people. So, and I mean, like, I'm thinking about all of the kids practicing their instruments in their basements and, like, learning to play the guitar and forming bands and practicing to get really good. And then, like, I listen to what Spin Magazine called the best album of 2013. Like, the best that 2013 had to offer the
the music world. And I mean, like, I pulled a couple of them. I didn't doctor this. This is actually part of the song. This is like in the middle of the song. This isn't the end of the song. This is the best music offered. Actually, two of the three, I think, they play on this. That was a clip, but I have
that's
more.
That's unlistenable. Why would you?
This is the best.
Bam.
This is the best music they ever
have. Uh huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink.
I mean, this just sounds
after
like
that, give you something to drink.
No, you tell
step
me that that
back, kick his funk on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember when we first met? Okay, I don't remember when we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step.
You remember where we first met? I don't remember where we first met. He rhymed met with met.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, if you do that every now and then, fine. But that's like four different songs that they just kind of like threw 10-second clips into and just said, okay, this is a song. And then, I mean, he basically just did a rap over the Beautiful People. This is the Beautiful People, right?
Yeah. Good song.
Right?
Yeah.
And okay, it's a catchy little jingle. But it's the Beautiful People.
Yeah, it was catchy when Manson put it out.
Yeah, the catchiest jingle, the catchiest little tune on the whole goddamn thing was a rip-off of Marilyn Manson.
So what else was in the top five?
I don't know.
You're just so upset by the Kanye West.
I listened to it a second time last night, and I just kept getting madder and madder. Because, I mean, it's a joke. It sucks. It's awful. It's fucking, like, infuriating that, like, someone just stands up and says, I'm a genius over and over again until everyone just takes his word for it.
Yeah, but he also likes fish sticks.
It must be the crispy bread.
Mm-hmm.
He I'm a genius. I'm a genius. Seriously, guys, I'm a genius. You married a Kardashian. You married a Kardashian like less than a year after she just had a marriage that lasted like 3 months.
How long did theirs last? Or is it still going
you
on?
You married a reality star. You are not a visionary, sir. You are a fool. You are clown shoes.
That's kind of mean.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Nate.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Dicks, hamburgers, and penises.
No one.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We ran into a drifted bank, and there we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells. jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A one-horse open sleigh. Merry Christmas.